Our guest, Susana Baca, is from Peru. She is from a small minority of Afro-Peruvian people there that were descended from slaves. Her work preserving the culture led her to perform Afro-Peruvian songs, and then when David Byrne heard her sing on a cassette, well, it led to a deal with Luaca Bop Records. She and her band are here to play live. Her new album stretches out with some Brazilian songs and even a version of a Damien Rice song on it. I asked her about how she felt working with this new repertoire on the new album.
Bueno, Travesías, yo estuve todo el tiempo muy preocupada por la música, por presentar la música.
I was very worried about presenting the Afro-Peruvian music. That was my main concern. In Travesías, I looked for a journey to explore, to expand the music, to go into new frontiers. I realized that the Afro-Peruvian music now occupies a space in the international music. So I expressed my freedom in this new album, Travesías. I think Travesías, it also brings me back to my roots. I'm a bringing the Peruvian music to a new frontier.
In terms of bringing the style of Afro-Peruvian music to other songs of other cultures?
Sí, 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 sí. Es como
Well, yes, I've traveled quite a lot all this time. I've been on tours and festivals, and it's quite impossible not to mix all that
sentir all
that music with mine and the feeling, the sentiment.
There's a number of different songs from different places on here, and one of the ones that you contributed the music to, I'm curious where the words come from. It's one you're going to be able to perform today, Guillermina. Where do the words for this come from?
Bueno, es una historia larga. Hay una música psicóloga griega, ciega, que se llama Danai.
It's a long history. There is this Greek musician. She was blind. She lived in exile in Pablo Neruda's house. Well, she plays music from poems from Neruda. This song is from 20 years ago. I like the words. It's the homage to women's beauty. It talks about the sun and the air and the stars. Neruda must have written when he was about in his 20s.
Well, let's hear a performance of Guillermina. This is one you will find on Travesías, Susana Baca.
Guillermina. tengo nada que añadir, vine a vivir en este mundo.
Guillermina from Travesius, the new album from Susanna Baca, who is our guest today on the World Cafe. This new album, as we've been talking, travels many places musically. And one of the highlights is, Susanna, is your chance to sing with Gilberto Gil. And how did this take place?
Bueno, esa experiencia fue muy bonita porque él nos invitó a Bahía.
It was a beautiful experience. We were invited to play in Bahía. It was a special concert. We were with such names as María Joao
de Portugal,
from Portugal,
y Paulo Flores de Angola,
and Paulo Flores from Angola. We each sang two songs. We sang with Gilberto. I chose the song Estrela, and it was a beautiful video because we were dancing like cats.
And it's a wonderful performance. Let's listen to a bit of the performance from Travesius. This is Susanna Baca and Gilberto Gil on Estrella.
Vez que eu sei chorar,
o contrário também bem que pode acontecer. De uma estrela brilha quando a lágrima cair. Entome de uma estrela cadente se jogar, só pra ver a flor do seu sorriso se abrir. Deus fará.
One of the collaborations on Travesius, the new album from Susanna Baca, and that's Susanna with Gilberto Gil, and as you heard, she got a chance to travel to Bahia and perform that. Susanna, you travel everywhere, you perform everywhere, yet it seems really important to you to stay grounded at home in Peru. What do you keep getting from home, from being at the heart of where your music comes from?
Es mi alimento para el alma. Es todo. Es mi país, mi recuerdo.
It's my soul food. It's my country, my memories. I remember 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel García Márquez. It's the bones of my ancestors, my parents. Peru is very important to me.
You and your husband formed the Instituto Negro Continuo to keep a younger generation aware of the contributions of African culture to Peru, and has that been able to continue over the years? Has it continued its mission?
Claro, y todavía mucho mejor, porque Negro Continuo va a pasar a ser un centro cultural.
Yes, Negro Continuo will become a cultural center. It's going to be at a place 100 kilometers from Lima. It's actually going to be at a place, at a sugarcane plantation where there were lots of exploitation and we lived slavery there. The center will have a museum. There's going to be a documentation center, documents that were recorded. There's also a library there that is going to be transferred. And this place is not only for cultural, but also for social aspects. We are trying to remember towns that have been abandoned, like Santa Barbara, which is a fishing town. We've done many things for it. We've built a highway, and we've also built a sewing system and a place for children to come and have meals. Moms work in the farms, and then they come back at 5 p.m.
So it seems like the work of the Institute is far more than just keeping a culture alive. It seems like it's really involved with keeping a people alive. And you've commented in the past that the main problem with Peru is debt and poverty. Is there an end to the cycle for your country?
Precisamente nosotros hemos venido trabajando insertándonos en ese espacio social que es Cañete.
Well, with work in a social place in Cañete, these are cultural issues, but they also become social. We have a commitment with the culture and also with the social issues of those places.
Susana Baca is our guest today on the cafe, and she and her band are here. Susana, you're going to do Viento del Olvido. Tell us a little bit about this song.
En la música popular peruana, han hablado muy mal de la mujer.
Well, it seems like the popular Peruvian music, they've talked bad about women. So I sing poems. There's this song, Guillermina, which speaks of the beauty of women. And there's also this other song, Viento del Olvido, by the poet
Manuel Escorza.
Manuel Escorza.
Okay, well, let's listen to a performance of that from Susana Baca, our guest and her band playing live today on the World Cafe.
Como a todas las muchachas del mundo, también a ella. Inventáronla con sus sueños los hombres que la amaban. Y yo la amaba. Y yo la amaba. Pudo ser para otros un rostro que el viento del olvido borra cada instante. Pudo ser, pero yo la amaba. Yo veía las cosas más sencillas volverse misteriosas cuando ella las tocaba. Las estrellas de la noche, ¿quién sino ella las sembraba? Pájaros tranquilos, los rocíos azules, ella los creaba. Yo me emocionaba con solo verla pisar la hierba. Mirarán todavía. Ay, si tus ojos me mirarán todavía, todavía, todavía. Ella tan solo es.
Viento del Olvido from Susana Baca, our guest, with another one from Travisius, the new album, which is out on the Wacabop here in the U.S. And Susana, it's interesting that you play all over the world, but I understand you don't concertize in Peru as much as you would like. Have you been able to do any shows there recently?
Me cuesta mucho. Los he tenido, pero me cuesta mucho. Tengo que decirlo.
It's hard. I had some concerts there, but it's really hard. Back in 2000, I played in the jungle in Iquitos. I've also played in Cajamarca, in the north in Piura. I've also played in Arequipa, in Cusco.
It's funny. It seems to me in some ways, and you can correct this, that you were more interested in preserving Afro-Peruvian culture than you were necessarily interested in becoming a singing star, and yet you have become one throughout the world. What were your expectations when you were starting?
Mis metas eran cantar para mucha gente, que la gente escuchara mis cosas, ¿no?
My goals were to sing to many people. That artist needs that relation between with the people. I didn't expect to be singing all over the world.
Speaking of songs from all over the world, which is what we find on Travisius, one of the tunes is a translation of Damien Rice's Volcano, and I was curious as to how that came to be on the record.
Cuando yo estoy buscando cosas y material para trabajar,
I look everywhere. I'm searching for new material, and then I was introduced to Damien Rice, and I found an expression. I like his feeling, his energy.
And you translate that well on this one. Let's listen to a performance of Volcano from our guest, Susana Baca. Volcano from Travisius, the new album from Susana Baca. We've had a wonderful opportunity to hear some live performances and some of these equally wonderful recordings today. Susana Baca, our guest here in the World Cafe.